views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at the Lucid Planet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, and more. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And you can also connect with me, Dr. Kelly, on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet, as well as Instagram, where you can follow the weird and magical happenings of my life. Remember, we are streaming live on CRN Digital Talk Radio, bringing us to over 11 million homes in the U.S. and over 100 countries, including 25 stations just in Australia. You can visit the website to find out how to listen live in your area, how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show, and also how to become an advertising partner, get your message out there to millions of people, thelucidplanet.com. Now, today's show is a little bit of a departure from the last couple shows that I have done, in that it allows me to explore some of my passions for understanding human history and also the evolution of the mind. Being a psychologist, the seat of the mind, and what is the mind and where does consciousness come from are questions that I find incredibly fascinating, and I know many of our listeners share that as well. So today we're really exploring the origins of the mind. And according to my guest today, who I'll introduce in a moment, each culture, the origin of civilization can be tied to one concept arising in the human mind, which is straight lines. Now, straight and perpendicular lines, they're not found in nature, except in certain crystal formations, of course. And so the question is, where did these representations of straight lines come from in the mind? What is the shift of consciousness that occurred around the globe that triggered the start of rectangular building methods, linear organization, as well as written language, pyramids, mathematics, art, etc.? We experienced a shift. And my guest today, Carl Johan Kalman, talks about this in his new book, which is called The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, The Quantum Evolution of Consciousness. Really interesting book. So we're going to talk a lot today about how studying early civilization offers us a means of understanding the evolution of consciousness. And to do this, we're going to pull in a lot of information about the Mayan calendar and the pyramids at Giza and more. So my guest today, Carl Johan Kalman, holds a PhD in physical biology from the University of Stockholm. He's a leading expert on the Mayan calendar. He is also the author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness and The Purposeful Universe. And he lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So, well, let's please welcome Carl to the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. It's a pleasure to be on your show. When I hear you describe your intentions, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, well, great. Thank you so much. I feel like we're definitely on the same page. And I'd love to know a little bit of background before we get into this. How did you get interested in the Mayan calendar?
Well, you know, in retrospect, I feel it's really like a mission I was born with. I based that on a number of ideas that I have around the Mayan calendar for my particular birth and so forth. But as you mentioned there, I was born and raised in Sweden and started out as a laboratory scientist and And it's world apart from the contemporary Maya, not to mention the ancient Maya. So it took me some time until what I think is then was in my mission, true mission in life, until that was triggered. And really what triggered it was that for some reason I had this urge, you might say, to go to Mexico and Guatemala. And I did so on a backpacking trip when I was 29 years old, in the midst of my graduate studies. It became a really life-changing event. I met people from the Mayan community and also from other Native American communities in Mexico. And I got familiar a little bit, or heard about their calendar at the very least. And I came back from that trip, you know, not really knowing exactly what it was that I was supposed to do, but I did have this profound feeling that this is my spiritual home, this is where my mission lies. And it took me maybe another 13 years or something like that until I abandoned or left my laboratory research career and started to devote myself to the Mayan calendar. And then somehow the many visits that I made to this area in between, it sort of started to bear fruit. This is that I really didn't know why I was doing. I was just sort of down in the Yucatan and in Chiapas and Guatemala, sort of looking for something, spending time meditating on the pyramids or just soaking in any kind of knowledge that seems to be there in the stones. And then it took me some time then, but eventually I started to feel that I have something authentic or something really that comes only from me. Or that I should say, not only comes from me, but I should say something that is my particular purpose to deliver to the world. And so that's how it happened.
I love that. I think we all have that gift to give to the world. And I'm wondering, in your perspective, what makes the Mayan calendar so unique and different from all other calendars?
Yeah, it's a calendar, and that is I would call it a spiritual calendar. There are other calendars that some people might call spiritual, but there is a fundamental difference. And this is that, as far as I know, all other calendars on our planet is somehow based on astronomical cycles, which means that they are based on the physical reality. Astronomical cycles like the revolution of the Earth around the Sun, or the Moon around the Earth, that's what other calendars are based on. And that includes our Gregorian calendar that is based on the Earth's revolution around the Sun. So it sort of takes it back to an immediate physical reality. And what struck me when I came to the land of the Maya was really to their basic sacred calendar, their daily calendar called the Tzolk'in in most languages. So the 260-day calendar really has no connection to any astronomical cycle. It's just the shifting energies of time that is being expressed by this. And that's what they used symbols to express. In that particular calendar, they would either give some kind of a nagual, some kind of an animal glyph, or a number, or a deity. And they would give these kind of symbols because they thought they were adequate descriptions that captured the spiritual energy of any particular time period. And that's very different from our way of looking at time. It's not about measuring time. It's not about using time measurements to sort of just see how fast you can do things, or simply compare speeds, so forth. No, it's about capturing the qualities of time, the spiritual. What this particular day or this particular baktun of almost 400 years, we were captured by these essential energies in the calendar system. And that to me was really somewhat of an enigma, because it was so different from the way I had been taught to look at time.
Totally.
Especially as, yeah.
Totally. Well, and it just sounds like there's these layers of meaning, and we're going to take a quick break in a moment. And when we come back, I want to talk about where the information comes from, right? Is it from shamanism? Is it from the divine? In other words, there's these spiritual days in the Mayan calendar. Where did they get that information from? Did they download it? And if so, from where? So stick with us. When we come back on Lucid Planet Radio, Carl Johan Kallman and I are going to talk more about the evolution of the global mind, tying in the Mayan calendar and the pyramids. So see you in a second. Stick with us.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Carl Johan Kalman, talking with us about his new book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. But we have some really interesting stuff to talk about. But before we do, Carl, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you to find out more about your books and your research.
Well, my webpage is the best inroad, and it's www.kalleman, kalleman.com.
Perfect. And they can find out about all your different work on the Mayan calendar and, of course, this new book, kalleman.com. Yeah. So thank you for that. I wanted to jump back in where we left off, which is we were talking about the Mayan calendar and, of course, there's so much hype surrounding, you know, the Mayan calendar, 2012, all of this stuff. And I wanted to ask you, you know, it sounds like the Mayan calendar has a very kind of spiritual or divine component. And in your opinion, well, first of all, what did you think about all the hype with 2012? And second of all, the information in the calendar, do you think that this was channeled by shamans from spirit, or do you think that this was something that men created themselves?
Oh, if I start with a second question, I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, that these entities are real. They do reflect changing spiritual energies. Now, the question is, how do you access them? Because we are trained to think of different time in a completely different way. And we follow it quite differently. So I would say, suspect exactly as you're alluding to, that shamans actually, I think people in that time, which is about 2,000 years ago, when they developed this calendar system, that people were more or less in a shamanic state. And which was also enhanced by use of mushrooms and things like that in the Yucatan, and in that state they just experienced more strongly these shifting energies of time. But
yes,
you know, people that start to follow the Mayan calendar today on a daily basis or with more long-term calendars, they will start to get a feeling of these kind of things. And, you know, I have friends who are highly intuitive that can sometimes just point out what kind of a day sign a particular person is born in and so forth. So there's no question to me that these energies are real, we have lost the sensitivity to it for a number of reasons. But there was a time when people were in a more shamanic state, in unity with the cosmic energies, and then they could just they started to develop symbols that would capture what these different energies meant.
Yeah, and I have a lot of thoughts on this topic because I feel like things are shifting now, partially with the return of psychedelica back into the mainstream culture, and then also, you know, a lot of focus on Eastern meditation practices and sweat lodges and all these different kind of like shamanic collective experiences. And I've had a lot of guests on the show talking about the awakening and, you know, that we're returning to our shamanic roots. And I guess I'm bringing this up because I want to know what did all of this have to do with kind of the evolution of the mind? How does this connect back to kind of what we're talking about?
That's really the fundamental question that this book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, is meant to address. And in brief, the Mayan calendar system is built on nine different waves. It describes nine different waves. And so that's the reason that they would build their most important pyramids in nine levels. Each of these waves, you might say, creates a certain frame of consciousness or a certain mind. And what that means is that you can follow these waves time-wise, how they developed over time, and pinpoint the various shift points in these different waves. And when you do that, you will find that there were significant historical changes in those shift points. And a lot of patterns come out when you start studying these things. And how could this be? Well, the idea that I'm presenting here really is that each of these waves is bringing a certain frame of mind to the human beings. And so when a new wave is activated, a new mind is also being downloaded from these particular waves. So over the time of history, people have been resonating with different kind of waves, but it has depended on what are the wave that is active, which ones are accessible, will basically shape what the human mind is at any given time. So what this comes to is a completely different view of the mind compared to what we're taught in school or in mainstream academics or elsewhere.
Materialism. It's all materialist.
Yeah, exactly. Materialist, where the idea is that the mind is a product of the brain, that each one of us would have a brain that creates a mind of its own. But that's not at all the picture that comes out when you study the Mayan calendar, where the picture is that the mind is actually something that we download. The brains download a mind, and depending on what kind of a wave is accessible at a given point in time, you will develop a certain kind of a mind. Our individual minds then are like resonance product of the global mind that everyone downloads, basically.
It's so fascinating because this theory has come, it's actually appearing in a lot of different areas and being explained in a lot of different ways. The idea that the mind is downloading consciousness off the cloud almost. And I find it so fascinating, and I really like your perspective because you're actually looking to the past to help explain human evolution and the evolution of the mind. And so I want to segue. We have like 5 minutes till our next break, but I really would love to hear from you about what the straight lines has to do with the rise of civilization and kind of that wave of mind that existed that brought about our kind of obsession with straight lines.
Yeah. Right. So one of the most famous of the Mayan calendars is what they call the Long Count, which is really a calendar that started 3,115 BC. That's really, it's a calendar that they would always use themselves when they would date their buildings and so forth in the land of the Maya, and it was part of the dynastic tradition to see how you related to this particular long count. But they also have, there is an inscription in what is my favorite place in the Maya land, which is Palenque. There's an inscription there that says that the reason that they put the beginning point of this calendar wave to 3,115 BC is that at that time there was a global change in the global grid, where the Earth became covered by 8 straight lines, you know, like a compass rose, basically. Mm-hmm. So that download changed people completely, and we see that reflected in the outer reality, as people, as inside, so outside, you might say. So when that wave was activated, bringing this new mind, the global mind, it meant that people suddenly, for the first time in the existence of humankind, started to build pyramids with an amazing straight line accuracy, and started to build cities, which also are based on straight lines, and started to align their buildings with astronomical phenomena and things like that. You really see out there in terms of what they created that there must have taken place some kind of a change in them, because before this point in time, you don't find any pyramids on the planet. Before this, you know, I've been to the cave paintings in France that are maybe 40,000 years old, and there are no long straight lines there. There aren't any lines at all. It wasn't part of their mind before 3,115. And that download of this new wave that created the mind that was structured with straight and perpendicular lines, that completely changed people. They, you know, for better or for worse, I should say. I'm not saying that this was all good, but I'm saying that this shift created a shift in their reality, so that they started to organize. They, you know, the mind that was dominated by these straight and perpendicular lines, that became the framework for or reference point for everything they did, and it helped them develop geometry, mathematics, calendars, writing, etc. It all comes down to the power that the straight line has in organizing reality. And that only came with that particular mind.
And so when we come back from the break, this is fascinating, and it does make a lot of sense how it does seem like all across the globe, all of a sudden, every single culture, there are so many similarities that popped up out of nowhere, and it's always been hard to explain. You know, people say it was aliens or whatever. But anyway, we're going to talk more about this with Carl Johan Kalaman about global mind and the straight lines and kind of all the similarities between cultures and what it meant for the evolution of the global mind. So stick with us, and we will be right back.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Carl Johan Kalman talking about his new book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. Now, Carl, when we left off before the break, we were talking about how fascinating it is that all of these cultures around the globe almost simultaneously develop new ways of architecture, of writing, of doing art. Your book does a great job highlighting this, but I would love for you to speak more to this. Why did all these commonalities suddenly emerge across these different civilizations, and what can we learn from that?
Yeah, it's, you know, people have been wondering about this for a very long time.
First of all,
people wonder, why did the civilization emerge so suddenly? You know, it's like going in Egypt. It's like going from a Stone Age to a monarchy, sophisticated monarchy, able to build huge pyramids in a couple of generations. That's one of the things. But then the other enigma is, why at the same time, as far as we can tell, exactly the same time, people as far away as in Peru, in the site of Caral, and in Mongolia, as far east, start to build pyramids as well. And they did also in what is now Iran and in Mesopotamia and in Italy from this time. So they all did that at the same time. And sometimes people have been fascinated by the fact that, you know, somebody may have, I saw recently a comparison of pyramids built in Mexico with pyramids built in Indonesia, and they say, oh, it's almost identical. What? How could this be? Well, yes, it is possible. One, there are, you know,
there's a lot of explanations. Maybe
there's a lot of explanations. One is,
it was definitely aliens. I'm just kidding.
One is the ancient aliens. Aliens came and told everybody on all places where they could gather people, you know, the right thing to do is to build a pyramid, and then everybody builds a pyramid.
Yep.
Okay? That's one way of looking at it. Then there is the Atlantis theory that says that, well, a long time ago there was this civilization that we haven't found, and But these people, they spread to different parts of the world, and then suddenly they started to build pyramids. But then comes this, like the third explanation, I would say, which is my own here in the global mind, which is to say that a global mind was activated. And what that meant was global, literally speaking, meaning that it gave the opportunity to people wherever they lived on our planet to access a new kind of a mind that was based on straight and perpendicular lines. And in those days, this was a dramatic event, and that's even described in some of these ancient texts, that they were aware of the change that they were undergoing. But they also felt very strongly that this was not them, didn't come from themselves. It was the gods that were sort of giving them civilization, and meaning that they sensed that this came from something that was bigger than themselves, a spiritual change that took place through their resonance with the earth, no matter where they were living. And so when they did that, I think what happened was that they got the impulse, you know, this is, wow, this is a new world. Everything is changing. We can write, we can build things and so forth. And I think these monuments with the kind of geometries that they are depicting or describing, they were built in like an act of gratitude to the gods to have given them this change of the mind. So they went out and built a structure like a pyramid, which is really like the global mind in stone. And it,
yes.
And it becomes very clear then how well the Great Pyramid of Giza, it points with an amazing accuracy towards the true north. And it's also divided, actually, it's eight-sided pyramid, which is really, both of those things are exactly the same, the things that the Mayan inscription about what happened when this new mind was activated, that highlights. So it looks to me that this was the original just reflections when they downloaded this new mind, let's go out and do something with it. And the first thing that came out were these kind of pyramids that were reflections on a global scale of this new mind that was so life-altering for people that were living at that time.
And can we, I guess this is a, I don't know how to rephrase this, but can we prove that they downloaded it from like some divinity? Or is it more the collective unconscious? Or is it actual beings that came down? I mean, how do we, is there writing, and I know in the book you talk a little about this, what from their records is helping you to come to the conclusion that there's kind of this one God behind the rise of the civilization?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm coming out with a new book in December, which is called The Nine Ways of Creation. And that it has a much bigger perspective than the current book. It goes all the way to the birth of the universe. And I'm making a case and an argument that these waves actually emanate from the center of the universe. There is somewhat of a mystery here. I mean, it's easy, I should say, when you know it, that to show that these geometries came with this new wave. But in all fairness, it should also say that these ancient peoples, they would also often associate different deities with the changes. So, for instance, the Maya had eight gods of directions, and so did the Egyptians. They had something called the Ogduad, which was eight gods, four male, female couples. And, you know, it just has to be said that that was part of their mythologies. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't deny it, but there is a possibility that there is another aspect to this puzzle, except for the purely geometric thing that I'm focusing on, because that's easiest to prove and so forth. But in all fairness, they did talk about actual deities being part of this, giving them, like the Sumerians, they would say that the goddess Inanna would have given them civilization or the tools of civilization, the gifts of civilization. So what to make of it? I don't know.
It's a great question. It's very, very thought provoking. And I enjoy when I read and learn things, and it just leads me to asking more questions, because that's really the goal of kind of critical inquiry, is we want to keep asking questions. And only a couple minutes to our next break, but one of the things that I was wondering as I was reading your book is, what, let's say for a moment that what you postulate is correct, and that there is some kind of a spiritual unity, which we've all felt in our own ways, you know, a God that's guiding us through these waves of energy. Mm-hmm. that's sending us information on mm-hmm. what to do and how to evolve. And we'll talk more about this after the break. But what do you think that energy is for right now? Like what era have we moved into right now? And if these entities are here, are they sending us messages now too?
Yeah. You know, personally, I don't have contact with entities, so to speak, but I guess you guide us. So yeah. I can't speak about entities, but I know a lot of people have those kind of contacts. And so I don't question that. I just do not personally have that kind of a contact. But what I can speak of more is, you know, what is the underlying waves that is shaping our mind at the current time, and what kind of consequences does that have? And the full description of this becomes complicated for the reason that there are nine different waves, and this wave of civilization that we've been this book has been dealing with, that's just one of it. It's a sixth wave, and it's a wave that created a mind of duality, and I go much more into that in the next book.
I can't wait to talk about that, Carl. Well, let me just cut you off right there. We're going to take our last break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the different waves affecting humanity right now and what that kind of looks like for the future and how we can use this to relate to each other as humans. So stick with us. I'm here with Carl Johan Kaleman, and we will be right back.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And I am here with Carl Johan Kalaman, wrapping up the show about the global mind and the rise of civilization. A lot of really interesting content here. So I want to thank you, Carl, for coming on to share this information with us.
Thank you.
And I wanted, before we left for the break, we were talking about the different waves of energy. And we've even been talking during the break about how kind of everything happening now stems back from the Big Bang and all of the energies that have been carrying through. And you mentioned the sixth wave of vanity. I would love to get a little more into that. And then with the time we have left, talk more about kind of the divine time plan and unity consciousness. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does. There are nine waves, and you might say that this book deals only with the fifth and the sixth wave. My coming book puts all the nine waves in a perspective. And all of these waves have different frequencies. So throughout the evolution of the universe, waves with higher and higher frequencies have been activated. And this, when the Big Bang, the origin of the birth of the universe took place, only one of these waves got activated. And that's the wave with the lowest frequency, with the longest waves, basically, that created the galaxies and so forth over billions of years of time. But then after that, there's been a sequential activation of waves with higher frequency, leading up to the year 2011, when the ninth wave, which is the highest of all the waves, was activated. And that is also the wave with the highest frequency, so that the wave period in that wave is as short as 36 days, which is to be compared with, you know, the pyramid wave, if you want to call it that, the sixth wave. Their wave period is about 800 years. So what that means is that through this climb to higher and higher levels of waves, time has speeded up. Our experience of time has speeded up. And what is then especially interesting is the fact that since 2011, for the first time in human history, all nine waves are activated. So the whole picture, the whole range of possibilities of the mind are now accessible for the first time in human history. If you go back to, 1,000 years or something like that, people were all dominated by this straight line duality wave that made them, really what it does to people is that they become very righteous, they become intolerant, and so forth. It's the duality of the mind that creates this distinction between right and wrong, or good and evil, and so forth. And people tend to project their inner mind onto the outer world. And so when they have downloaded such a mind of duality, it means that they think that the duality is actually out there, and that they are often out to fight anything that seems to be in contrast to what their own beliefs will be. And through the sequence of different waves being activated, we have now come to a new possibility. And that's when the ninth wave was activated, because the ninth wave with the highest frequency, and you can go to my website and look at my blog, and there you will get ideas of where you can access this. So if you want to follow it, because I think that's a very important tool in surfing on the new times. That wave is a wave of unity consciousness. And that means that a new possibility that didn't exist before, is here for us. And we have to some extent, there is a choice we have to make as to what kind of waves, what kind of a mind do we want to embody? What kind of a waves do we want to resonance with? And we can feel today the wave of duality. It will continue to run as a possibility through eternity. It's just our choice whether we will resonate with it or if we will choose to resonate with this ninth wave, which, when you download it, brings a mind of unity consciousness. And this is something that, that creates a new possibility. And the interference pattern of waves today is quite different from what it was before 2011 when the big shift was in the Mayan calendar. And and over time, and I don't know exactly how, it's probably 1, 2, or 3 decades most immediately, the ninth wave will increase its influence over people. It will be something that people more and more resonate with. And if you somewhat like a hundredth monkey effect. And as that happens, it means that the dualistic ways of thinking and relating, very much relating based on duality, will be pushed down. It will be less important.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to ask this. I want to make sure we have time. Do you think that there's a resistance? Because it seems like, everything's crazy in the world and there's all of this intense conflict. Is this a reaction to this ninth wave kind of gaining momentum?
Well, I don't think it's really a reaction. It's partially a reaction. But it's also that the sixth wave that I talked about, which has created a duality for a very long time and separated people into rulers and slaves, basically in different forms, that has actually turned into a night. It's shifted down there. And so that has a tremendous amount of effect on, especially on cultures that have been very much affected by this duality, and that's where this duality has been ingrained for 5,000 years, like in the Middle East, where civilization comes from originally. It's been ingrained there, and that adds to the chaos. There are many waves that shifted a couple of years ago, and they each sort of shake are the traditional foundation that we've had for life. And the world order is somewhat crumbling. It really is crumbling. And it is happening. And that is not the problem, that the old things will go. The problem is to what extent people will find the tools and means to go into the ninth wave and to go into unity consciousness and relate on that basis and transcend the dualities. That's really what is critical thing for people to work with.
I love that. Well, Carl, thank you so much for coming on the show today. There's so much more we could talk about, but I think this is a great jumping off point for people who are interested. Remember, you can go to kalamen.com and check out his new book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, as well as his forthcoming book, more about these nine waves of energy. But yes, the message here is definitely transcending duality and unity consciousness. Thank you again, Carl. And also thank you to all of our listeners as well. I have such a great time every week. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Again, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, iTunes, all the things. And don't forget, next week I will be speaking to Jay Chott again, and we're going to be talking kind of about unity consciousness, really, about meditation, about joy, and the Peace in the Park event that he throws every year in San Francisco. So stay tuned, light and love, and I will see you guys next week. Take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.